Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting second. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting third. The second baseman, Odell Hale. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Moose Salters. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frankie Pitlock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mel Harder. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mel Harder. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting second. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting third. The right fielder, Hank Steinbacher. Batting fourth. The left fielder, G. Walker. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Marv Owen. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Boesberger. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Thornton Lee. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Thornton Lee. And now, play ball. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry takes first base on ball four. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell strikes out. There goes Larry. The throw from Sewell to Berger, and Larry is out. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Hank Steinbacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbacher hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Krivic moves to third. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Krivic scores. Steinbacher moves to third. It's 1-0, White Sox. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Steinbacher scores. Walker moves to second. Two outs. It's 2-0, White Sox. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters hits a line drive into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill strikes out. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, White Sox. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner takes first base on ball four. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock hits a fly ball into right field. Steinbacher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell strikes out. Two outs. Thornton Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder hits a line drive into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lee fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-1 in the game. Campbell is hit by the pitch. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-1 in the game. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Harder, and towards Hale, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-1 in the game. Krivic hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Pitlock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Steinbacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbacher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Steinbacher hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Walker takes first base on ball 4. Steinbacher moves to second. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. QL hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0-for-1 in the game. Soltis hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Steinbacher. Soltis reaches second base with a double. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. Averill hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Soltis moves to third. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. Soltis scores. Two outs. It's Indians, 2, White Sox, 2. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Keltner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Walker. Keltner reaches second base with a double. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0-for-1 in the game. Pitlock hits a line drive into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jeff Heath now playing right field. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0 for 1 in the game. Owen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 0 for 1 in the game. Berger hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hale catches it and throws to first to double up Owen. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Thornton Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0 for 1 in the game. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 0 for 1 in the game. Harder hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Larry bunts towards third. Owen fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath strikes out. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 2 in the game. Hale takes first base on ball 4. Larry moves to second. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Soltis takes first base on ball 4. Larry moves to third. Hale moves to second. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 2 in the game. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lee fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 2 in the game. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Steinbacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbacher is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Steinbacher hits a fly ball into right field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Trosky is hit by the pitch. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen juggles the ball. That's an error on Owen. Trosky moves to second. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0 for 2 in the game. Pitlock bunts in front of the plate. Sewell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Trosky moves to third. Keltner moves to second. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Harder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Trosky scores. K. Keltner moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-2, Indians. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-2 in the game. With a walk, Larry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a line drive into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. QL hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky scoops it up and throws to first, with Harder covering, for the out. Two outs. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. Heath hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Hale bunts towards the mound. Lee fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Lee. Heath moves to second. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Soltis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lee fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Heath moves to third. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-3 in the game. Averill hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 0-for-2 in the game. Berger strikes out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Thornton Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0-for-2 in the game. Lee hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lee moves to second. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-3 in the game. Krivic hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill, who is chasing the ball. Krivic reaches third base with a triple. Lee scores. Hayes goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3, White Sox. Hank Steinbacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbacher is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Steinbacher hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 5-4, Indians. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Trotsky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 2 RBIs. Trosky takes first base on ball 4. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pitlock hits a fly ball into right field. Steinbacher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Kroner pinch hits for Mel Harder. John Kroner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kroner hits a pop-up towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Willis Hudlin now pitching. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. QL hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Owen hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 0-for-3 in the game. Berger hits a pop-up towards the mound. Hudlin can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Larry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lee fields it and throws to first for the out. Larry moves to second. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Salters hits a fly ball into right field. Steinbacher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.